Yeah, hi, Roy. This is Sal. Roy, can you give me a call? I'm the one that you hit the car. Call me at 20162. Thank you.
Hello?
Yeah, this is Sal. This is Roy.
Yes, it is.
You left a message?
Hi, Roy. How you doing? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Roy, when exactly did you hit it? Because there was a couple little things. I didn't know which one.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure. Near the rear.
I don't think. Roy, give me your phone number in case I lose contact with you.
312-952.
Yeah. 632.
Yeah, I'm just in town doing some contract work in there. But, you know, if you wouldn't have parked like such a jackass, it might not have happened, you know?
Excuse me? That I parked like a jackass?
Or what? Maybe your fucking wife did. I don't know. You know?
You know, I don't like the way you're talking with a tone of voice. I mean, to say something like that. I mean, I parked in the middle. There was hardly anybody around me when I parked.
Really? Likely story.
Were you
a little liquored up or something? You don't even know what you was doing?
No. I don't drink. I mean, I don't even appreciate what you're saying and how you're talking.
You don't drink. What are you, a little Nancy? A Nancy?
Like I said, I'll speak to you, right now I'm in the store shopping right now.
Okay. I'll call you back later there. No,
Roy, I don't even think there's anything wrong with the car. I'm not looking for anything.
Okay.
Looking for anything. You know,
If you're looking for anything, finish up your shopping there, Nancy, all right?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, who's calling?
This is Roy's wife. What did you just say to him?
I don't know. He started saying something to me. He said, what did your wife fucking park like crooked? He said, where were you all liquored up? I said, I don't drink. He says, you don't drink? What are you, a Nancy? I mean, is this guy off the wall?
After he got off the phone with you, he slammed his beer against the wall and then he sucker punched me.
He sucker punched you?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think he's got a problem here.
Can you come help me?
What is Roy's phone number?
It's 201.
Right.
62.
69. No, that's my number.
I'm too confused right now. My head hurts so much.
Where is Roy? What is
and
Roy's
you,
number?
It's your fault. I'm gonna sue you. This is all your fault. I want $1 million now. How am I gonna get my brain cells back?
Okay, good. I'll get the police and we'll straighten this right out. I'll be calling the police right now and we'll straighten this right out.
I want my money.
You want your money for what? Your husband hit my car.
Yeah, and then he hit me and they're both your fault because you don't know how to fucking park.
Hello, this is Richard Cardo. I'm a attorney here at Gerbil & Associates, and I'm just calling on behalf of my client. She's intending to sue you for $1.2 million for spousal abuse, and we're going to need your address so we know where to send this subpoena.
What the hell are you talking about? Who is this?
My name is Richard Cardo. I'm with Gerbil & Associates in Jersey City.
You know, I think this is all, people are all crazy. I don't know what the hell is going on here. Some woman just called me up saying her husband just hit her. Her husband hit my car the other day in the parking lot and left his phone number in my windshield.
Well, my client,
He just called me now, half intoxicated, yelling at me over the phone, and I don't even have anything wrong with the car.
My client says you had done a bad parking job, and that's not what we're going to sue you for. We're suing you for spousal abuse because you caused
a bad parking job. I was parked in a normal spot. And what are you talking about suing me? How the hell are you suing me for what?
Well, for spousal abuse, because she was punched in the eye.
Spousal abuse? What are you talking about, spousal abuse? Are you all crazy?
She was sucker punched, sir. Right in the face because of your phone call. And you're not helping your case by yelling at me, because I can see exactly how this happened now. And I'm recording this call.
I don't know what you're talking about. I have no idea. This is a prank call.
This is not a prank call, sir.
This is a prank call. You know what? Well, have him give me a call when he sobers up.
No, we need your address, sir. You're going to prison.
I'm going to get the police involved.
The police are going to be involved because you're going to prison for spousal abuse. And we're
going
to be suing you
for
$1.2 million. That's exactly...
Are you crazy? Do you understand what you're saying?
You can call me crazy if you want, but at least I don't go around hitting women, sir.
Yeah, so he hit his wife? And what's that got to do with me?
That was your fault because of your phone call. You incited spousal abuse. And that's why we're going to sue you for $1.2 million.
You know, listen, when you get your life together, give me a call sometime, all right? In the meantime, stop calling
me. My life's together. I'm a lawyer with Gerbil and Associates.
I don't know who you are. As far as I know, you're a prank phone caller calling me up, threatening me over the phone. Don't threaten me over the phone.
I'm not threatening anything. I'm just saying you're going to prison for life.
You are threatening me, telling me you're going to throw me, you're going to send me to prison. Because his wife hit him?
We need your address for the subpoena, sir.
You call me when they sober up.
Ding-temba. Roy's the man with the cacti touch. He'll strip your love nuts. Such a phone loser beckons you. Sorry about that, Dean, but don't you read.
I kind of can't hardly believe you'd be messing with my blood nuts. Racist? Are you a different race, Roy?
This or
are you the asshole race?
I was hotboxing.
What's that?
You smoke one marijuana while the windows are all rolled up?
That's got fucked up.
Why were you jerking on my handle?
Ding-temba. Pretty girls, hotboxing your Datsun truck. Roy, don't give a fuck. He loves phones. He's waiting for calls. He loves phones. Only phones.
Howdy, people. It's September 19th, 2017, and you're listening to the 397th episode of The Snowplow Show. If you can believe that. And this one is sponsored by William K. Thank you, William K., for supporting the show. I know most of you are probably asking yourselves right now, how could I support the show, just like William K. is? And that's pretty easy to do. Just go over to patreon.com/phonelosers and sign up to be a supporter of the show. Being a supporter of the show gets you extra shows every week, most weeks anyway. I do have a couple of announcements before we get started with the show today. The first one comes from the PLA Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/goawayPLA. I've been asking you guys lately to leave notes on cars that say, sorry I dinged your car, please give me a call back, you know, that whole thing. And there's this post by Aaron Farmer, and he says, okay, we got an issue. I was doing my ding timber duties earlier, and I saw a ding timber note that I did not leave. To whoever's invading my turf in Chino, California, find a new parking lot, you gypsy. And I thought this was an important thing to bring up on the show, because I don't want people getting into turf wars or gang wars or anything like that. So if you're out there and you're putting notes on cars and you see some notes already on a car and you definitely didn't do it, just back off, man. Just, I don't know, go to the other side of town. You don't want to get shot just over a car ding note. And you know how listeners of the Snowplow Show are? They're all packing, pretty much. You don't want any trouble, so just, you know, move on. Go to the next town over, or just go far away from where you're currently leaving notes. It's just not worth it, okay? I'll put a link to that thread of Aaron's, though, if anyone wants to take a look at that. Because he's in there, he says, I'm calling in sick to work tomorrow, and I'm going to stake out the parking lot where I found the note, and if he comes back, I'm going to give him the business. So come on, Aaron, don't be like that. There's no reason to be giving each other the business. We're all on the same team here. David is saying he leaves notes wherever the cacti gods tell him, so there's not much he can do. It's a mess. I don't know how to deal with this, you guys. My other announcement is related to Nicholas Caesar's art, as usual, lately. He set up a Spreadshirt store of shirts with PLA designs on them, and I know I've already mentioned this, but a listener named Kelly posted a picture of a t-shirt that she purchased from Nick Caesar's store, and I made that the show art for this episode without asking Kelly's permission, because really, what's she going to do about it? If you want to go over to phonelosers.org and take a look, see what it looks like. It's pretty amazing. It says Happy Ding Timber. It's the one with the cactus with a bat and a smashed up car behind it. Everybody should be ordering t-shirts from Nick Caesar's Spreadshirt store. I'll have a link to that in the show notes. As always, thank you, Nick Caesar, for doing art for the PLA. If you want to check out some of Nick's non-PLA art, that is on the same store page that I've posted in the show notes. Everyone needs to look at Nick's art. So, you guys, I think today's show might be a short show, or I don't know, maybe I'll put some extra carding calls in here or something, but I've been having internet problems today, and it's really messing up my phone calls. You'll notice that in some of these calls that I play. So this might be kind of a short show, just like the last one was. Try not to hate me too much because of that.
If you were AT&T, the old American Telephone and Telegraph, the biggest, most powerful company in the universe, what would you be scared of? If you were AT&T, you'd be scared of only one thing. Me. From MCI. You'd be scared I'd call your customers and show them the savings with MCI, and you'd worry that they'd really like the idea and switch to MCI. Lighten up, AT&T. Don't be so scared of me and MCI. You have millions of customers, and it's going to be years before I can get through to all of them.
I've got a list of numbers here from John T. He says, thanks for using the numbers I sent you a while back from the art show. Here are some numbers from my neighborhood that would work extremely well for lawn killer phone calls. I highly doubt anyone uses True Green, but I guess it wouldn't hurt to try. And this list, it's like a photograph of a list that's sitting on his carpet, I guess. It's just a single page and they're all on the same street. And they're arranged by address, so it goes right down the street, has their home number and their cell number. So I guess we're going to do some lawn killing calls on this episode. Or maybe I have some other ideas here that I could try. There's one in here about turning their lawn blue. That sounds fun. I wonder if they'd get more pissed about a dead lawn or a blue lawn.
Hello?
Hi, Nadine?
Yes.
Hi, this is Steve Dave from Royco's Tree Service and Lawn and Grass. And I needed to let you know we accidentally sprayed your lawn earlier today.
Uh-huh.
It's genetically modified DNA stuff that we spray onto the grass. It's not a big deal or anything.
Sorry, I don't understand.
We meant to spray a house down the street from you, but some of the numbers got transposed, so we accidentally did your lawn instead.
Okay. What does that mean?
It just means it's this genetically modified stuff. It's going to change your grass and make it blue.
And my grass in the backyard?
Yeah, well, in the entire yard. We did the entire lawn, and it's going to slowly turn from green into blue. And it's also not going to grow as fast anymore, so you won't have to mow it as much.
Okay. Your name again and your company?
My name is Steve Dave. I'm with Royco Tree Service and Lawn and Grass. And it's like GMO crops, you know? But this is for lawns, and it's going to turn all of your blades of grass blue.
And your name again is, I'm sorry, because you're kind of breaking up.
Oh, Steve Dave.
Steve Dave. Okay. Now, I just had that lawn put in.
Uh-huh.
This year.
Oh, well, you're welcome. I mean, now you won't have to mow it as much.
Well, I'm going to check with my landscaper.
Uh-huh.
And I may have you replace it.
Oh, no, it's fine. It's going to be the same grass. It's just going to grow slower, and
it's going to turn blue?
Yeah, it's going to be more blue than green, but you know what? Now you won't be such a poser. You'll have a different color of lawn, And if you ever want to use our services, we can change it to a different color. This is like a new thing we're offering. So, I mean, you're probably going to want this eventually anyway, because everyone else is going to get it.
So whose house were you supposed to do?
Oh, some other guy. We're not allowed to give out customer information, but it was just a few blocks up. Here on the same street.
Okay, and you did the front and the back?
Yeah, the entire lawn. It's going to turn blue.
Okay, I think you've got the wrong number, because I don't have a lawn in the front.
Well, it would have been the entire lawn. I didn't go there myself. It was my employees, but we did 20...
And you did that today?
Yeah, earlier today.
Nobody's been in my house, at my house.
No, it's early. Like, it's still dark out?
And they came into my yard?
Yeah, well, it's a special type of chemical. It needs to be applied and when the sun's not out yet, so it cures properly.
Okay, because we're up at 5 a.m., and I didn't hear anybody in the backyard.
Oh, no, it was before that. It would have been more like...
Before 5?
Yep.
Okay. So,
yeah, so... So, yeah, not a big deal. It's just going to be more of a shade of blue than green. And you can tell your landscaper to maybe only come once a month instead of twice or whatever.
Okay.
Because it's going to grow slow. You won't want to go barefoot out there, though.
Okay.
Well, no, it's not. Now, it's not dangerous. It's not dangerous. It's just there's going to be these little tiny... the best way to describe them is like little stalks of corn on the blades of grass. And they're okay. they don't hurt anything. It's just they might hurt your feet a little bit if you step on them.
Okay, because I have grandchildren that come out here.
Oh yeah, they'll be fine. It's not like getting a thorn or something in your foot. It's like stepping on a Lego. There's these tiny little stalks of corn on each blade of grass.
I don't even see anything on the lawn.
Yeah, for now it's invisible. It's modifying the DNA and in a few days you're going to start to notice it turn like a shade of blue. And this one is supposed to be a very deep blue when it's all finished. It's going to be completely blue. Like the primary color.
And this is not a prank call.
Oh no, of course not, ma'am.
It sounds a little odd.
Oh no, we do lawns here in the neighborhood all the time. It's just a new service we offer, this whole genetically modified lawn thing. Because people are starting to get custom colored lawns, and they also grow a little bit slower.
And what happens if I don't want a blue lawn?
Then I'd say you're kind of an idiot, because everyone has a green lawn, so why not have...
No, don't. Okay, it's my lawn. Don't call me an idiot.
Well, I mean, like, everybody has a green lawn. Why would you want anything...
Because I paid for a green lawn.
I know, but that's before you knew that blue existed.
Yeah, but what if I don't want a green lawn?
Then, I don't know, what's your problem then? Like, who wouldn't want a blue lawn or a red lawn?
My husband probably not, because he's a very traditionalist.
Okay, but does he control you?
No.
Okay,
but
well, tell him,
shared,
look
it's
here.
It's a shared home, and we both stare at it.
You stare at your lawn? That's a little weird. You're
so
saying I'm weird,
have,
you're the
I
one
mean,
staring
so
at your
it
lawn.
Will it go away, will it?
Will it what?
Will the blue go away at some point?
Oh, no. Actually, it'll start to slowly go into the neighbor's yard eventually. And so you have to kind of keep it cut there on the edges to make sure it doesn't spill over into the neighbor's yard, because it kind of takes over. It's like modifies the DNA.
I'm losing you. You're breaking up.
Oh, I'm sorry. It modifies the DNA of the grass around it, so it's going to start seeping into the neighbor's lawn eventually. But it's cool, because they'll probably get something different, too.
Okay, so if I want my lawn back to where it was,
yep.
Who do I call?
You can call us. It's a pretty simple process. It's $499 right now.
No. That was your mistake. You pay for that.
Oh, no, I think the person that got their lawn done, they wrote down the wrong number. They transposed some digits.
Yeah, so that's not my problem. I'm not paying $500 for you to fix something that you guys did.
Well, we didn't do it. I mean, it was their fault. They put the wrong address on.
I'm sorry. I don't care. It's not my fault.
Well, you should be sorry trying to scam me out of a free lawn job.
On you. When it turns blue and I say, okay, I don't want it. We've had this conversation.
Yep, and I'll be like, oh, yeah, you're the one that's a fucking idiot and doesn't want a blue lawn. I mean,
and can I
everybody
your,
has
your number
green.
Again?
My phone number is on your caller ID. You never asked for it before. What do you mean again?
I'm asking for it now.
Oh, okay. You said again, almost as if you're trying to trick me or something into
your number,
making me think that I gave you the number before. So why wouldn't I give it to you again?
Can you please give it to me?
Sure. Well, I mean, it'd be easier just to look on your phone. It's right there. I didn't block my number or anything.
See, and you work for Royco Tree Service?
Yes.
Okay.
We're like the only ones in this town currently offering the DNA modification stuff, but it like pretty soon everyone's going to offer it, you know? It's going to be the new thing. It's going to be about as stupid as having grass in the first place, to be honest.
I don't want it.
Yeah, if you don't want it, you're a fucking idiot. But that's just my opinion. That's not, you know, it's...
Well, and you don't have to swear at me.
I'm not swearing at you. I'm not swearing at you. I'm just giving my opinion.
Your opinion is swearing at me and telling me that I'm a fucking idiot.
I wasn't swearing at you. It was just a general comment about you.
Well, I don't let my husband use that word and my children use that word, so I appreciate it if you don't either.
So you don't let your husband do things? So you can
I don't let him say that in front of me.
You can control control what he says, but you can't control what color the grass is.
We have a mutual relationship.
Is that why you control how he talks?
I ask him not to.
Oh.
I tell him I don't appreciate it. Please don't talk to me that way.
Because before you said let, you don't let him do that. Wait, so he's talked to you that way before? He yells?
He uses the word.
He yells the F word at you?
Please don't use that word. I don't like it.
What is he yelling
at
you?
Now, we're off topic, so let's get back on topic. If I don't want this blue lawn...
You're fucking stupid.
And I'm an idiot for not wanting a blue lawn.
A fucking idiot. A fucking idiot.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Can I... I will call my attorney.
No, come on.
And have you replace it.
We don't need to go there.
I will go there because at this point, you're not working with me. You're working against me.
I'm trying to, but you keep cursing.
I'm cursing?
Oh, wait, no. Okay. That was me. Sorry. I get confused around this time of day.
And, you know, I asked you for your number. You said it's on my caller ID. You won't repeat it.
Because it is. It's right there. Why should I repeat it? You're wasting everyone's time. Like, just look at your damn phone,
I'm
lady.
I'm terminating this call. I will call Royco Services, talk to the president of the company.
Oh, go ahead.
Let him know that my house was done by mistake.
Me and him are friends.
I'm not spending $500 to redo it. I want either them to come back and redo it, fix it, or I'm gonna file a small claim for.
Okay, well, go ahead, because our families have barbecues together, you know, me and the...
Great, I'm glad you're buddies.
Yeah, we are.
That's good.
So, yeah,
you
can't
well,
do shit, lady.
Well, it was your
lady.
Mistake, not mine. You crossed it, you trespassed my property in the middle of the night.
Yep.
And you caused damage.
And you're getting bent out of shape because you're a fucking idiot and don't like bluegrass.
No, I'm just going to call my son-in-law who works for the county sheriff's department and let him know that we've had trespassing overnight.
Of course you
overnight.
Have. It wasn't trespassing. We had a contract. It was
signed
contract.
It's trespassing because you did not have my permission to enter the property.
Well, you have to take that up with your neighbor.
Pardon?
You have to take that up with your neighbor. They put the wrong address on the form. It wasn't our fault.
I'm sorry. It's you trespassed on my property without my permission.
Well, you didn't catch us.
In the middle of the night.
You didn't catch
us. Put something in my lawn.
Something
I'm
awesome.
I'm going to file a report with the county
sheriff's
department.
Something awesome. We didn't put anything in your lawn. We just modified the DNA of your grass.
You said you did.
Yeah, but we didn't put anything in your lawn. It's just we just modified the DNA of your grass.
You put something in my lawn to modify the
oh no
the,
no
the lawn.
It's not a chemical. It's more like it's radiation that we're beaming at the grass.
I don't care. You came into my yard. You did something in my yard without my permission. You trespassed.
Yeah, but we didn't put anything in your grass.
No, you just said yeah, we did.
No, we changed the molecular
you
composition.
Trespassed. I'm calling the police. I'm going to let them know. I'm going to file a report right now. He's a sergeant with the burglary homicide division.
Well, that sounds like this isn't, this is not his department then. You're wasting his time.
It is. It's considered trespassing.
Are you going to tell him that you're an idiot and you don't like bluegrass? He's going to be
tell
like...
I'm going to tell him this entire conversation and I'm going to file a police report.
I don't give you permission to repeat the conversation.
Too bad. It's not attorney-client privileged.
You better not. I'm an attorney on the side, so you can't say shit.
You did not disclose that.
Well, I'm disclosing it now.
I'm going to tell him about this conversation, that somebody came into our yard, radiated my lawn with some GMO thing that I did not give permission to in the middle of the night.
Yeah, well, it's your neighbor's fault. It's not ours.
No, I don't care whose fault it is.
My brother-in-law is a judge.
I did not give you permission.
My brother-in-law is a judge,
And he'll
good.
He'll
probably he'll, knows my son-in-law. He did bail duty for a
he'll,
while.
He'll rule in my favor. So take that.
It might not even be in his court, so he won't rule in your favor, so don't go there.
Oh, I know people. I'll get it moved to his court.
Oh, good. You're good. I'm glad you know people. So do I.
Yeah, I know more people than you. Oh, man. That was the first time I've tried that one, and that was the reaction I got. That lady just arguing with me like crazy. So maybe I should just stick with that instead of killing grass. Instead, I'll be radiating the grass. Because that's not as bad, right? You know, it's not like their dog can go out there and get hurt from the chemicals. Because there are no chemicals. It's just radiation. It's not a problem. Just harmless radiation. And I hope she goes to her brother-in-law with this. I'll go to my brother-in-law, the judge, goddammit. But it's pretty funny to imagine her telling her brother-in-law about blue grass. Genetically modified grass. I'm assuming that's not a real thing. It was in my idea list. There's no name attached to it, so I think it could be one of mine, but I don't know for sure. I don't remember coming up with that. And then the best part is when they notice that my phone number is 420-6969. They're gonna be like, wait a minute, was this a prank call?
Hello.
Hi, Mr. Steve?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Steve Dave from Royco's Tree Service, and I needed to let you know we accidentally sprayed your lawn this week, this over the weekend.
Hey, you called me once before. Would you go away or I'm going to report you to the phone company?
Oh, you better not.
Oh, I will.
Oh, you will not.
I got your number.
I don't give you permission to report me to the phone company.
I don't care what you think or who you give permission. The phone company's going to hear about you.
Well, I'm recording this call and I... shit, you guys. Shit. I guess I already called that guy. And what happened is I've been having internet issues today. Like, I'm doing one of those speed tests, and my download speed is awesome. It's like 92 megabits per second. My upload speed is 0.20. And I think usually it's, you know, 5 point something or 3 point something. So I don't know what's going on today. We had a thunderstorm last night. Maybe there's problems out there. But I was talking to that guy earlier and telling him about his lawn, and he wasn't really caring about it. He was just laughing the whole time. I deleted that call because it was so unfunny, and I spent the past half hour just, you know, messing with settings, looking at my router stuff, doing a few speed tests and rebooting things, and nothing has changed. I don't feel like calling the cable company, so I'm just going to try and do this with my upload speeds being all messed up. But I forgot to mark him off the list. He's the guy I talked to before, and before he thought it was funny, the second time I called him, he apparently doesn't think it's funny anymore. So, sorry, Mr. Steve. My fault. I won't call back again. And it looks like I'm done with this list already. I've called everybody on it. I didn't get a whole lot of answers. But that's okay, because that first lady was awesome. And she made the whole list worth it. So thank you, John T. I will try to call this list back later when more people answer, hopefully. So, I don't know. Let's check the Carding voicemail. See if there's anything good in there.
Hi, Roy. This is Helene calling. You left a note on my car on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
On Street. I had the navy blue Cadillac SRX.
Navy and, blue, the color of that lady's grass in a couple of more days.
Just wanted to call to talk to you about it. My number is 248. And another thing, I'd want to thank you for leaving a note. That was very kind of you.
Aww,
I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Okay, thank you.
Helene.
Bye.
I remember giving this one to Matt and Zach's, and I don't think they got through, but maybe they did, so maybe she's been called already. I tried to delete the ones that they got through to, but I know I missed a couple on their show this week.
Hello?
Hi, Helene?
Yes.
It's Roy. I left a note on your car.
Oh, hi!
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Not too bad.
That was really nice of you.
Oh, it's no problem.
It's just, did you hit me in the front? Did you back into my car?
Oh, no, it was more like a spray. Like, I was hired to spray a car that was there at that place, and I guess I just got the wrong one. You know, I don't know my cars very well, so I sprayed down the wrong car with this chemical.
Oh.
It's like a...
What?
Huh?
What kind of chemical?
Well, it's based on hydrochloric acid, but it's fine. It's just it modifies the DNA of your paint.
Oh.
And I don't remember what color your car was. Was it
navy blue?
Oh, navy blue, that's right. Yeah, it's going to turn it into a kind of like a bright green, like the kind you see on those ricer cars.
Like
oh,
your,
come on.
No, I'm serious. It's going to be like a, it's like day glow green, like fluorescent green. It's a treatment we do to certain, to cars. It's a service we provide, and we just show up there and spray it right in the parking lot. And we thought it was his, but it was yours instead. So sorry about that. On the upside,
when
though,
is it going to turn color?
It should take a few days. It's genetically modified paint, so it takes a while for the DNA to kind of get in there and latch on and start changing the colors around. But it should, you'll notice it change gradually. Like, it'll start out as navy blue.
Oh, my gosh. So what do I do to not have a green car?
Well, you could hire us to genetically modify the paint to make it navy blue.
Oh my gosh! Oh, but no, I'm not happy about this.
Oh no! Don't be sad. And no, this is going to be awesome because it's like a day glow green. This is like a really popular color these days. Like, do you have by chance a spoiler on your car?
No, I don't. Oh, I don't want day glow green. Oh. I'm an accountant. I'm very conservative. I need navy.
But maybe you'll get this green and you'll just start.
Are you kidding me?
No, I wouldn't kid. I was just saying.
This is, like, really serious?
Of course, yeah. It's genetically modified paint. It's the latest thing on, if you look it up on the internet, it's a new thing.
Did you cover my whole car with it?
Started doing. Yeah, well, you know, we just the painted part, not the chrome or the wheels or tires or anything. That'd be silly. But
well, I'm going to need to have navy blue.
We could do, like,
I want my GM paint color. I had sparkles in it. In the GM paint?
Oh, the sparkles will stay there. Actually, everything's going to stay just the way it is. Like, if there's any dirt on there, that'll stay there, too. It's going to become a part of the paint job. It's just going to, all the sparkles are going to be
the
more.
The dirt will stay on the car, too?
Yeah, because the DNA, it kind of fuses it all together and makes it a part of the car. Hopefully you had a clean car that day.
No, I didn't.
Ah, well, next time you'll.
Oh, I got to have this taken care of.
Clean your car, you know? But no, it's cool.
Oh,
we could do like navy blue racing stripes or...
I don't want racing stripes.
Well, if you have day glow green...
I have a conservative Cadillac.
Well, maybe this will help you let your hair down once in a while.
I don't want to let my hair down. Well,
why not?
Are you serious?
I'm just saying, if you have the green car, I may as well just make a few changes and live a little...
No, not with my car. I'd live with my hair, but not my car.
You'll make your
my
hair...
My car was expensive.
You'll make your hair day glow green, even though you're conservative?
Yeah, whatever. I mean, that you could change.
Yeah, well, you can change your car, too. It's just a paint job. Actually, this is better than a paint job. It's better for the environment. It's genetically modified paint. So
your note says you dinged my car.
Oh, ding?
That sounds to me like you hit it.
Oh, no, that's an industry term. Ding means to, it's a modification. It's like it's an acronym. I forget what it stands for. I think genetics in there somewhere, though. Probably on the G part.
Well, I need to have something. Let me talk to my husband and I'll call you back.
Oh, is he there?
Yes, he is.
Oh, I could talk to him. I'll set things right. I'll convince him that he needs a day glow green car.
I mean, this is so weird.
Yep, it's an unfortunate mistake.
Strange.
It's an unfortunate mistake.
Why would you put this on a dirty car?
Well, it wasn't that dirty. It was just a little. But I mean, the dirt's not going to look like dirt. It's going to be green dirt. It'll be there. It might look a little bit lumpy next to the paint.
Well, here's my husband.
Okay.
I'll have you talk to him.
Okay.
Why did he paint it? What is your name?
My name is Bob. Bob Dave?
Bob.
Yep. And
okay, and you painted my wife's car?
Well, we didn't paint it. I mean, you can look at it and see it's not painted. We did this coating on it. It's genetic.
Why did you do the coating?
Because we thought her car was someone else's. It looks very similar to this other car we were supposed to do that was in the same parking lot.
It wasn't in a parking lot.
Well, wherever it was. I don't know where it was. My employees went over there and did it. But it genetically modifies the paint. It's going to turn it into kind of a day glow green. And your wife's saying she doesn't want that?
Okay. Well, give me your name and
oh, I already did. Remember? I told you my name. I also told your wife my name. Didn't you guys write it down yet? I mean, I wrote...
Who do you work for?
It's a car painting company. It's Roy's Car Painting Company and genetically modified paint appliers. But it's not a big deal. It's going to look better. Like her car was.
You don't. What's the name of your employer and what's the phone number?
Oh, I already told you that. I keep telling you things and you keep asking me the same question again. It's like
your
you don't
name
listen.
Is Bob.
It's also.
Okay.
It's kind of like you don't listen.
I don't.
Why don't you listen better?
Pardon?
Look, can you tell that lady in the background to just please shut the fuck up? We're trying to have a conversation and you can't hear me when she's.
You're nuts. You're nuts.
When she's yammering on. Aw, we lost him. But I think I should call her back and just let her know it's a prank call, because she seemed very upset about the whole paint job thing.
Hello.
Hey, we got disconnected somehow. I think I was driving kind of in a mountainous...
You don't sound like a rational, sane person.
Why would you say that?
Pardon?
Why would you say that? I was actually calling back to just explain things to you.
Who's your employer?
Okay, I'm going to come clean with you, okay? I work in a call center where we do prank calls.
You're nuts. Goodbye.
Why? I'm trying to... Damn it. I was just trying to explain things to him. And he has to be a dick about it. So I almost stole that idea from Boggy. Boggy B. Remember Boggy B from a year or two ago? It looks like this idea was probably from 2 years ago, judging from where on the list it is. And he says, to say you gave the car a car wash, but you used hydrochloric acid instead of water. Ask if there are any problems. And I would have done that, but I don't know. I just wanted to say that there was genetically modified paint. Sorry for messing up your idea, Boggy B. It was worth it though, right? She was very upset about that color. And I feel like this kind of balances things out, because, you know, I turned the green lawn blue and the blue car green. That works out somehow, right?
Hey, Brad, it's Will.
Oh, my God.
Checking in on you.
Hey, Will.
Anyway, I've been thinking, you know, Owenage Pranks has been in the game for about, what, around a decade? And you've been doing it for far longer than that.
Yeah, what the hell?
So, you know, I just want to ask you a question, you know, what do you think about him? And, you know, would you be willing to do a collab with him? Or, you know, you guys should do like a radio mob or something together. I think
maybe.
That would be awesome.
I like Owenage Pranks. I think me and him do kind of completely different things. I don't know if a collaboration thing would be the best idea, but I don't know. Maybe. Sure. Why not? Let's do it, Onage.
Hey, Brad the Carter. It's Beerfuck here. Hey, I had a little request. Hopefully you'll remember it, and hopefully you'll do it. The next time you're in a hang-up-the-phone battle with a recipient, I want you to drop this line on them.
Okay.
Say, listen, be a good little bitch and do as you're told and hang up this phone. I just think that would be very funny.
Okay.
And, you know, then they would... If they want to hang up the phone, then they'd be, you know, your subservient little bitch.
That's right.
Anyway.
I mean, they pretty much were anyway, but they would be admitting that they were.
Keep up the good work, and
right.
Tell me what this Google transcription says.
Okay, I guess I will tell you what that says. It says, go make the customize that... So, Scout Troop, Oregon, because it, and then I went there, and it's number. That's what it said. It's pretty uninteresting, really.
Hey, Brad, I got an idea So, you're really poor, basically like a hobo, and you're leaking your car, and, like, it's only for the people that keep on, like... That, like,
I don't even know what you're talking about.
After someone leaves a note, and then, like, you basically say you're really poor, and then, like, you just keep on insisting that you pay them, and
okay.
Making them feel bad for making a hobo pay for their small scraps.
I get it.
Yeah.
I'm a hobo, and I should just break down in tears because they want to take away all my hobo money. I could be like, I stood next to a stop sign for 3 days to earn all that money, and you're taking it all away from me.
Oh, hey, Brad, it's Tyler.
I'm a
scammer from Alabama, and I just wanted to call and sing you a quick song.
Okay.
Call Roy on the line. Call Roy, call Roy, call Roy anytime. Call Roy. All right, love you.
Aw, that was nice. Thanks. That should be the new theme song.
RX Jasper Flax. Hey, what time is Secondhand Lion playing?
Secondhand Lion. I think that's playing at G. And the only reason I remember the answer to that question is because somebody else brought that up recently in some comments somewhere. Probably you.
Hey, Brad, you can't extend Dean Temper in October because October is for tenant calls. It's tenants from Helltober.
Oh,
scary.
Yeah, about that.
You can't do that. It's not fair. So.
But, you know, I could extend tenants from Helltober into December, assuming I'm not in jail in December. And everything will be
right,
fine,
right.
So...
Hey, Brad, it's Nico.
putt. Just kidding, dummy putt.
Yep, totally fooled me there.
Hey, Brad, it's Crazy Calvin.
Hey, Crazy Calvin.
So, I saw your bumper stickers on Zazzle.com,
cool.
And I have an idea for something relating to bumper stickers.
All right.
You should make actual plastic car emblems with the PLA logo.
Ooh, that'd be cool.
Because I could put one on my car and people would be like, what model car is that? And I'd be like, what, you've never heard of a PLA LeSabre before? Come on.
No, it's a PL Sabre. I don't know how to say that. Never mind.
Anyways, bye for now.
Bye.
Cactus, cactus.
Crazy Calvin. Yeah, that's a great idea. I would love to have a PLA emblem on my car like that. Just a cheap plastic one. Those have got to be cheap to make. Someone should figure out where to get those and send me a link in comments somewhere. And hopefully I'll see it. Or maybe just email me. By the way, I think this show is pretty much over. I'm going to just do a bunch of voicemails, I think, for the end. Like, if you're here for prank calls, they're probably finished. And I wanted to do some more, but seriously, my internet is completely screwed up today. I don't know why. I guess it has something to do with the crazy weather outside. So I'm just going to hope that things are better tomorrow and I can do a proper show tomorrow. So don't yell at me for this, okay?
So I was listening to your calling Walmart. The local area you were calling happened to be in the state of Oklahoma, and it's pronounced Muskogee. M-U-S-K-O-G-E-E, not Muskegee. But
oh, did I say Muskegon or something?
Just throwing that out there.
Or did I do something worse? I don't know which thing you're referring to exactly, but sorry. My fault.
Hello, Alex. This is Jim Bayless with Ameritech Corporate Security.
Ah, shit.
I would really love you for me to give me a, you give me a call. We need to talk about this Ding Timber stuff. All right. Cactus, cactus.
All right. Thanks, Jim. I'll give you a call back later. It's just like that lady earlier, saying she's going to call the phone company on me. And next thing you know, I have a voicemail from the phone company.
Hey, Brad. This is Scary Minus Heart Nick. And
hey,
I just
Nick.
Sent you over another killer robot. This one's going to be fun because it actually works. And... I don't know.
I know what he's talking about.
Any of the voice commands, but it's kind of fun to turn on, to just random shit and, have it interact. But yeah, have fun with that.
Okay. Thanks, bye. Nick. Yeah, Nick's been sending killer robots to my house lately. Last month, he sent me a parrot that listens to everything I say and repeats it back to me, but it doesn't have batteries or they're corroded or something. I haven't had time to look at it yet. But a couple days ago, he sent me another robot, which is a replica of Evie, or is it Eve? I don't remember. You know, from the movie WALL-E? And I have it right here. I'm going to turn it on and see what she says. Christ, it's like shooting lasers at me or something. Hopefully you guys can hear it. Evie, say something. I don't know. Do something. Wow, it does the same thing.
Directive?
Ah, she wants a directive. Evie, self-destruct. Yeah, pretty much it just does that one thing. Evie, do something different than what you just did. No matter what I do, I get shot.
Eve.
Oh, sorry. It's Eve. Eve, apparently. Yeah, I don't know. I'll have to figure this out, Nick. Thanks for sending me killer robots, though. Seems like everything I say to it just makes it shoot me. Whoa. Okay, I'm turning this off. It's getting scary. I don't want any trouble.
Hey, Brad. It's Joey. I haven't called before, but I'm calling to make a complaint.
Great.
Please fix the iTunes. I mean, the iTunes podcast, whatever it is, because it's broken and I can't listen to my podcasts
that
on
sucks.
My iPhone. Yeah, I'm a sellout. Thanks.
Why are you a sellout? Because you use an iPhone? Yeah, I didn't know that the feed was broken on iTunes. Is the feed really broken? Does anyone else have any information on this? I'll try to remember to take a look at that tonight and see what the problem is. This is the first I've heard about it, though.
Yo, Brad, what's up? It's the Mad Weasel. Hey, listen, calling here from Lancaster County, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
We got a lot of horse and buggies around here with all the Amish people. So I'm thinking I'm going to leave some car ding notes on some carriages.
They won't have phones.
Buggies. And,
what are they going to call me
so
on?
That might be entertaining for you. I don't know. I don't know if the Amish care if the buggies get scratched or not.
Yeah.
But anyways,
They'll probably report me to God instead of an insurance company.
30 seconds for you. People would be more likely to leave a voicemail to you if your voicemail was shorter. So consider shortening.
Okay, I will.
All right. Bye.
Hey, Brad. So back in my day, we used to sign off our voicemails using variations of the phrase cactus and Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of miss those days.
I don't. What?
So I'm going to try to bring that back right now. Okay.
Do it.
Cactus, cactus.
That was it? Where's the Texas? Did you say Texas? It didn't even translate. It didn't even hear it.
Hey, Brad. This loops. Somebody called in the last show and asked what the 607 area code was, which is Binghamton, New York.
Are you sure?
You know, a few months ago, somebody
I think you're wrong.
Calling in from Binghamton saying there was a phone loser sticker in the Cyber Cafe bathroom. So I'm just wondering, is there like a Binghamton contingent that listens to the Snowplow show?
Must be.
Is there some weird connection, or is it just one guy there blowing up Binghamton? So I don't know. So maybe we get to
I told you, you know, turf wars, PLA gang activity, it's everywhere. It's a real problem.
Discord, or I don't know. Just wondering. All right, bye.
And there already is a Discord. It's in the show notes on phonelosers.org. Just look in the show notes. There's a ton of links at the bottom of the post. And in there, you will find a link that hopefully still works for the Discord. Damn it, I have so many Walmart Photo Lab messages in here still.
Hey, RB. It's the duelist.
Hey.
I'm not mowing today. I'm actually vacuuming.
That's nice.
But fun to say I love the show. Love you. Bye. Oh,
thank you. It's always good to listen to the Snowplow show and leave voicemails while you're vacuuming.
Brad, I've got an idea for your carding lunch. What about you go say to the person that you cleaned their car with Coca-Cola? Yes, you can use Coca-Cola to clean things with. Maybe you can. I think you can anyway.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Only one way to find out.
Hey, Roy. It's Lard Lord.
Hey.
I think you inadvertently fulfilled one of my requests.
Probably.
On a Facebook page a few months ago,
I do it on purpose.
A carding call that ended with hang up the phone, and it just happened on episode 394.
Holy shit.
And the guy actually hung up.
What a tool.
It's for like a new call. How about calling as the HOA and tell them we're opening a homeless camp in your yard?
What, call a carding person and say that? Why? That's
okay.
Weird.
Bye, fuck boy.
All right, bye.
Boy.
Hey, no echo. Cut it out. We have rules against that now.
Hey, Brad. Mr. Tomato Head here. Shout
hey,
out
Mr.
Potato Head.
Yeah, hey.
There is. I don't usually give suggestions on a voicemail, but...
Yeah, I hate it. But you're going to do it anyway, aren't you?
Really laughing over some of your recent... echo calls where you put the echo in there. There is one thing you have never done when you call these homeowner associations
threaten to make their grass blue. Is that what it is?
Is you should tell them that you dug a tunnel under their house and you hooked into their water and their electric and maybe their sewer, whatever, but you know, especially water and electric.
I should call up there and be like, "Hey, is your power on? Because I just lost power down here."
So it won't
and I was binge watching. So,
and please do it.
Okay,
I listen to every show of yours.
I'll do it.
I love it. See ya.
Thanks, Mr. Tomato Head.
Hi, Brad. It's Nico. I'm just calling with a couple of little things.
Of course.
First of all, thank you.
A couple
you.
Little things that takes up 2 minutes of a voicemail.
So much for listening to the guy's advice. I think it was a couple shows ago that said, like, honestly, the main reason we were all paranoid is about you not doing prank, Ding Temper, is that...
I was just pretending to listen.
Like Matt and Carlito and Dwight, they never post anything anymore.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Thank you. I see.
Yeah, I already saw your message on Facebook where you complained at Carlito for not posting enough on his page. So I guess I don't have to listen to 2 minutes of voicemail. Yay! Let's listen
hey,
to this
Brad.
One that's a minute long
in here,
instead.
And I just had a great idea for you.
You know, a minute is still too long, T-Falcon.
To do sometimes.
God damn it.
In a prank call. All right, so you should call up a Best Buy and pretend to be from the corporate office,
mm-hmm.
and then, you know, get them convinced, and then be all like, oh, is your refrigerator running? And they'll be like, oh, ha-ha. And you'll be like, no, seriously, like, if it is, it's costing us a lot of money. Like, you need to turn off the display refrigerators.
Yeah.
So you're not wasting
And then get inside of it.
Power.
That's what I should do. I should get people to get inside of refrigerators.
They'll be like, oh, okay. And they'll understand. And then they'll be like, yeah, because if it gets too much power, like, it'll grow arms and legs. And
yeah.
It'll start running around
you don't
the
want
floor
that.
Screaming, I'm the Buffalo Bandit.
Okay.
I'm the Buffalo Bandit.
Thanks, T-Falcon. Thanks for the voicemail.
Hey, Brad.
Hey.
I'm calling in from Eastern Europe, and I'd like to say I love your show so much. I've been going through all the old episodes of the Snowplow Show, loading them in 50 episodes at a time from the torrent, but I'm almost dry. I'd like to ask if you're planning on updating the torrent this year with the 2016 and 2017
Maybe.
Snowplow Show.
I would say there's a good chance I will never do 2016. People have been asking about that, because what would be the point? I couldn't do 2016 because my computers were gone for a long time, and I just got them back recently. So I'm probably just going to start with 2017, and I should probably do that very soon before I just don't do it this year at all. That definitely needs to happen.
Also, in one of the calls, you called the lady a dumb fucking hoe, and I'd like you to use that expression, because I think you can get some great reactions from women out of it.
Okay, I'll
and
do that.
And I've got one little question.
I'm going to start calling females that call into the voicemail dumb fucking hoes.
For the end.
I hope that's okay, female listeners.
In the intro,
it's okay,
the song goes, you're listening to the Snowplow Show here on Frank Call Nation.
I know.
And then there's this line, and I can't get one part of it.
Oh, I thought you were going to complain because I'm not on PCN anymore.
So call bank lots and customers causing massive aggravation.
Oh, shit. What does she say? Oh, yeah, landlords. We'll call landlords and customers. Is that right? I think that's right.
I don't know what she's singing in that word. Could you please,
yeah.
No.
Them British people.
Tell me?
Hard to understand.
Thanks, and have a great one.
You
Roy.
Too.
Cactus Cactus.
Bye.
Hey, Brad. Giving you a call this morning. I was just listening to Adopt a Road Recycling Signs. Whatever the name of that episode is.
Yeah, who cares?
And, hey, to answer your question, that really dramatic music that you were trying to sound.
Oh, come on. Come on, Corbin
that
guy.
That song is called Coming to America.
So many people have told me this already. You're so behind on giving me information that
it's
I asked for.
Neil Young. So, there you go.
Yeah.
Have fun.
Thanks,
and, you know, and
Corbin
it's actually
guy.
A fairly good windup. I bet you can loop it. Anyhow, hey, keep up the good work. Hope
I
you're
will.
Having a good weekend. All right. Salut.
Bye, Corbin guy. I'm sorry. I don't mean to complain at you just because you're answering my questions. But now I know it was Neil Young.
Hey, RBCP. I was thinking that maybe you could return to a few tries at the Gerbil and Associates. You know, just let a upon some unlikely scenario at a lawsuit, you know, you don't need to threaten them at all, but
can I just threaten them a little bit?
Kind of insinuate that a lawsuit might be pending, and you know, and then when they ask for the name of the law firm again, then you can spell it for them.
Yeah.
And when they say Gerbil, oh, that's just priceless.
Yeah.
So yeah, perhaps you could give that a try.
Okay.
Great show. Have a good day.
How do you know it's a great show? You're not even listening to it. This could have been the worst show ever that you just left a voicemail on, and you just said great show.
Yes, Brad. I know you're under legal obligation.
What?
To, whatever.
What? What? What did I do?
I want to make note that I am $100 a month. I could up to $200 a month.
Oh, don't do that. That's
I would at least
crazy.
Like to speak to you for like 1 minute. One
what?
Minute. That's 30. That's 60 seconds.
That's not part of the Patreon deal. What are you trying to pull?
Just to speak to you.
This is one of those scam calls.
Just to say hi. Whatever, you know.
Didn't we do that already?
You might even catch me off guard.
You called the request line and we said hi, remember?
And just say hi.
I'll do more of that. Instead of doing shows, instead of putting together podcasts, I'll just call up everyone on the Patreon and talk to them personally.
No, you're not going
to
play this message. It's bullshit.
What?
Anyhow.
Your message isn't bullshit. Don't say that. I don't know, though. Maybe I should just open up the request line more often and do more live shows so I can talk to you guys on the air and stuff, just like the good old days. I just don't do that many live shows anymore. I need to do more of those.
Hey, what's up? So I had an idea. I cannot remember if I told it to you. This is a user fan, by the way. I don't think I told it to you. Fuck it, I don't care. So, you know, you get a lot of submissions of people doing other pranks, and now it's Ding Temper, and you're going to be putting clips of other people doing Ding Temper calls.
Yep, it's very lazy of me. I've been told.
Yeah, I love when you do random commentary during the prank. Sometimes you're pausing, sometimes you're just talking over it. Yeah. But, you know, it's kind of like Mystery Science Theater.
Totally ruining them.
Those two wacky puppets. I don't know, it's fucking funny.
They're not puppets, they're robots, okay? Get it right.
And I think what you should do is put together a show of just of all these submitted pranks and just do commentary over it, and you could just talk mad shit.
Okay.
Doesn't that sound fun, bro?
Let's do it.
Huh? Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Like I've been doing all for right, the past so, year.
Bye.
All right. Bye, user fan. I've been separating old carding calls from 2015 and 2016, like for YouTube, but I haven't been keeping up with YouTube, so I haven't done videos on YouTube for a couple of days now. Holy crap, I suck. But I was thinking about doing an entire show of just playing all of those old carding calls from 2015 and 2016. Like a really long show of just old carding calls. That could be kind of fun. But I still got to get all that stuff edited, and Ding Timber's almost over. We only have a week or two left. So I'm starting to wonder if that's even going to happen. I'm trying, though. I'm trying to split up all of the calls, all of the old Ding Timber calls. On the upside, when you get the new PLA Media Pack, there's going to be a ton of new Ding Timber stuff in there compared to last time.
Hey, Brad. It's some guy again.
Hello.
Listen, Brad, we got to talk.
Okay.
Not very happy about you played my voicemail last week and you cut off my fuckboy. No echo, no nothing.
I'm sorry. So you know,
do it again, right?
It happens.
One, two, three.
So, fuck boy. Yep. This is totally worth everyone's 36 seconds. Thanks for leaving the voicemail.
Hey, this is Snowplow Mac. I'm here from Chicago. I thought I'd call into the Snowplow
show. I always do that.
Basically, I'm trying to make a decision, you know, between two snowplows. I know you probably have the experience. I thought maybe you could help out.
You want to get the 407. Definitely the 407.
You know, winter's coming, and I got two snowplows.
The 407F.
There's
not the G.
There's the Meyer 23150, and then there's the Snow Bear.
That's a piece of shit.
324081.
Why don't you just shovel the snow with a shovel?
And that one's a little
fucking lazy
more
asshole.
Expensive, but it has the electric controls, which is real nice. You know, when it gets cold up here, you can, you know, use the switches from inside the cabin.
Just use a shovel.
Control the angle of the snowplow.
Quit being lazy.
I was just wondering what your advice was. And if
use a shovel. That's my advice.
You can help drivers out there. All right. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. I hope that helped. Here is the very last voicemail.
Hey, Roy Bocop.
Hey.
Long
you are the first person to ever call me that.
Time caller, first time listener.
Yay.
Hey, I got an idea for a card name.
Okay.
You call the person, tell them they have a car fetish, and you ding their car. Wink, wink.
Okay.
All right, see ya.
I got to say wink, wink a lot. I get it. I think I can pull that off. Holy shit, you guys. I've been doing voicemails for about 40 minutes now. I have 40 minutes of recorded voicemails. I know they won't be that long once I edit them all down, but try not to hate me too much if the voicemail segment is longer than the prank call segment, which it probably is, because I basically just did two calls today. They were awesome calls, though, and that's all that matters. Anyway, that's the end of today's show. Thank you, William K., for sponsoring the show today, and thank you, all of you, for leaving voicemails, leaving notes, offering suggestions for the show, all that stuff that you guys do. It kind of pisses off Brad the producer. He starts getting all whiny, and he's like, what the fuck? They're not the producers. They can't make suggestions. This is bullshit. And I have to calm him down with a back rub. It sucks. But I appreciate all the suggestions, everyone, and all the voicemails and everything else you guys do. See you next time. Keep leaving those carding notes. The phone number this year is 626-269-8976. Be careful where you leave them, because some other PLA person might see you and, you know, they'll attack you, and you don't want that.
Oh, I understand.
Bye, everyone.
I woke up in a dumpster, feeding for crack. I had a broken arm and a bruise on my nutsack. And I just got ass from this fat bitch who's got her eye on my bus pass. But she's got a mustache. Won't you please get out of my trash?
Okay.
Then this alien on a galactic mission told me a bunch of shit and he was hoping I would listen. You live the grimy life, it's so dirty, not clean. You're a hardcore punk like Avril Lavigne. And you know these machines from outer space?
The ones that eat batteries and smoke toxic waste?
They came from the sky when I was eating pie. I wasn't even scared, so I didn't even cry. I wasn't even high, I wouldn't even lie. I saw these robots, but I didn't run and hide. Rapping robots from outer space. Rapping robots will steal your ash. Rapping robots will fuck your face. Rapping robots will molest your ass. Rapping robots from outer space. Rapping robots will steal your ass. Rapping robots will fuck your face. Rapping robots will molest your ass. I wake up in my clothes, I fuck a lot of hoes.
Do aliens exist?
Nobody knows, but I know that aliens do exist. I know because an alien gave me a kiss. So I gave him a hug and he shook my hand and he said,
I'm from Japan.
These aliens are good and robots are bad. A robot's brain is controlled by the man. Saw this robot in the back of my barn.
What'd you do?
I beat him up with my prosthetic arm.
Ouch!
Rapping robots from outer space. Rapping robots will steal your hash.
Here you go.
Rapping robots will fuck your face.
My face.
Rapping robots will molest your ass. Rapping robots from outer space. Rapping robots will steal your hash.
Yoink.
Rapping robots will fuck your face. Rapping robots will molest your ass. Rapping robots, they curse and cuss.
Fucking shit.
Rapping robots are first on the bus. Rapping robots immersed with rust. Rapping robots are dirty like dust.
Oh boy, I'm gonna fall down.